musky fishing songs of all times. In a pathetic cash grab, Musky 360 Records is proud to present JSE's greatest Latino musky fishing songs ever!
Ay, 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 ay! El Musky! Arriba! With Titan!
Bad teeth? No teeth? Crooked teeth? Meth mouth? Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium.
Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium. No one beats Elmer Jensen's price on used teeth.
Elmer's prices are so good, don't you dare ask where Elmer got these choppers.
We don't just sell used teeth, we buy them.
Corn on the cob, well-done steaks, jerky. You better get yourself a set of Elmer's used teeth.
Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium.
And that's how local hero Fred Palermo learned the true meaning of love while trapped in a beaver hut.
In other news, Todd Kukalinski, a.k.a. The Rodfather, was indicted today on 14 counts of what has been described as pike whacking, as well as one count of trolling under the influence of Dr. Juice.
Family Suckers, the only family-owned and operated sucker farm in the north. Family Suckers. Big suckers, wild suckers, how about the new midsize model? Family Suckers. They're all available here in our luxurious new showroom. Family Suckers. 2288 South County Road 42 Northwest 552122 Kukalinski Road. Out here past the Quick Trip. Then right out by the Mason Lodge, go under the sign that says Life's Worth Living, then head straight down that road for about a mile. You'll get there.
It's even sucker fishing if it's not a family sucker.
Folks, welcome to the Musky 360 Podcast, Jay Bird.
Hey, Steve.
I was flipping through the radio dial there in Minocqua. That's some weird stuff.
It's some really weird stuff, but, you know, we've got some left field stuff up here in the Northwoods, you know?
You know, you just turn the radio, you turn the old knob in the old pickup. Hey.
Yeah, just drive past the, you know, the old Quick Trip there and then just go down that road another mile. You'll get there.
Just keep turning that knob. You'll find Family Suckers. Man, are you a family sucker, Jay?
Yep. Yeah, that was good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You never know. So, folks, it is the doldrums of winter. It is cold. It is weird. We do weird things in the winter. Folks, sign up if you want to win Elmer's used teeth. What do you think, Jay?
It's kind of weird.
Kind of listen.
Well, I mean, Elmer's on board though, so I mean, it can't be bad.
It's 2023. You got to have a side hustle. So what? He sells used teeth. What are you gonna do? Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, they call it double dipping some places.
Double dipping. Anyway, guys, right now two things going on at the El Musky Shop. Fred O'Shea's favorite spot. You've got the January mystery gift special. So if you buy four musky lures, you get a free mystery gift, which is there's a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
From lures to crazy stuff. I don't even give it away. And then right now, reel in the savings. Reel it in, Jay.
Yep. That's wrapping up tonight. And mystery gift special, that's going on to the end of January. Like you said, we're starting to get low on the gifts, but we'll run them until they're all gone.
And you got the Daiwa. You got some different things going on. What's included on that? If you're here at the bitter end,
four different Daiwa models, all popular. You know, the Pro-Rex, the TWS, Lexas, Komodos. And the Abu Beast.
I think is there a Komodo in there?
Not on this one.
Okay, so Daiwa. My apology. I'm looking at the picture. It is the Beast.
Elmer's favorite.
I mean, it's my favorite. It's great reel. Mm-hmm. So you got that going on. What else we got going on? We got the sign up for the Titan Junior. It's on like Donkey Kong, right? Got that going on.
And there's some new images in there, by the way. Yep. We don't have hands on all the colors, but I put four new ones on there.
They're in the box. So
they look pretty.
I sent Jay some pictures this week. You've got pictures of. Okay, so I'll just give it away. Now, these are going to be available on Titan Junior and the Big Titan. So if you're a Big Titan fan and you got to have the Big Titan, you're like me and you're like batting for the fences, right? Oh, dropped my phone. Yep. You have Great Flamethrower, Hot SP Tiger. Oof. That SP Tiger and the Slammer has been dynamite. Dynamite! Mm-hmm. People been losing their mind. I go, crawled back here in the Steve Paul lab, Jay.
That's great. Very color.
And I was like, you know what? I love SP Tiger. I love what I've done with Slammer. I love what I've done with Supernatural. But black, it rocks. We know. We got the Midnight Titan. What can I do with a Titan to sort of kick it up a notch? A little of that wow factor, Jay.
Yeah.
Right? Knock your teeth out. And once they're knocked out, you sell them to Elmer. Yeah. Went with that really hot chartreuse belly color on that Titan. So it's the Hot SP Tiger. I've cut fish on that thing like dynamite again. Love it, right? Now, one of the more popular colors, you've got your brain damage. And I went, you know what? What can we do that sort of screams, you know, eat me to a muskie? What sort of checks all the boxes for any conditions?
Loud. Yes.
Loud. Mm-hmm. Is Wrecking Crew...
Yeah, one of my favorite silver colors. Front, I'm getting that one.
So you got
sure,
silver 100%. Front, you got chartreuse, you got a black belly, you got a red spot. You got it sort of checks every box for. I don't think that bait's not gonna work. I don't care where you're at, that bait's gonna work, right? Now, the other one went dangerous, Jay. Went crazy. Went El Loco, if you will. With. Uh-huh. A rainbow trout. We call it Reading Rainbow. It's got a pink, but that pink is a purple pink. That color, I've ran into so many guys that are like Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, where they're fishing trout water, right? And you go, there's nothing that's sort of rainbow troutish. There's nothing that sort of checks out of these boxes. Reading Rainbow checks it, right? So if you're fishing tannic water or you're fishing like trout flowage or you're fishing that Pennsylvania, West Virginia, you know, up to Maine.
Yeah, out west.
Yeah. Or out west on the Tigers. This thing sure. is killer. And it is smacking fish in clear water. So it's...
Well, yeah, it's different. It's a different like offering and hardly anybody is doing anything like that.
Well, it's a purple pink on the side with some green overlay with a silver belly. It is a trout. Check them out. And there's going to be better pictures. Jay's going to get some... baits in the box this week.
Good.
And we're going to shoot some video this week and some different stuff. So you'll get a really up close on the four new cars. So there's available in the mini it's Titan Junior and the Big Titan as well. And I'm telling you, man, Great Flamethrower. If you are in the North Woods, if you live north of Stevens Point, buy that bait.
Mm-hmm. North of Plover.
North of Plover. Jay, I think that's where the world starts, north of Plover. You know, Elmer likes these boats a little bit older. But anyway, that is a North Woods just, come on.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Forget about it. Mm-hmm. Got a bunch of questions this week about the Titan Junior, people asking different stuff. So,
okay,
this bait, what I can tell you with it, there's no insert weight on it. I've weighted this bait where... If you're like, hey, I really catch a bunch of fish on husky jerks, right? Huh? Which is all over the habitat range. Or I catch a bunch of fish on shallow raiders. This is the bait you need to be throwing. It's got a moderate rise. It is a left to right, side to side, kind of phantom-ish, kind of dive and rise, kind of you check all the boxes. If you want to do Booker's hybrid technique, you need this bait. If you want to fish side-to-side glide baits, you want to fish this bait. If you've been looking for a downsized dive and rise bait, which really, I don't care what anybody says. I've seen them. They don't run that great. This is the first hands-down 6-inch dive and rise bait that runs. You can rip this thing on an extra heavy rod as hard as you want.
That's remarkable.
It
tracks. It doesn't blow out.
It doesn't blow out. You can rip the crap out of it. But anyway, enough about that. If you've not gotten signed up for it, sign up on the Muskie Shop or sign up on the app so you're not whining and crying when you can't get when they come out. If you're not looking at the 6-inch slammer fatty, come on. I'm sick of hearing about it. Jay.
You know what?
Hit me. What should I throw in the spring? What should I throw when the bite's tough? What should
I think we just talked about a great 1-2 combo.
What should I throw in shad based systems?
Yeah.
Dude, I prototyped it. Bill from Slammer came through. He's the dude. This thing's wicked. It's killer. Get your hands on one. The other thing, and I'm waiting. Yeah. I believe they're coming this week, some of those toothy triple tails. The triple threat, right?
Yeah.
Killer. Killer stuff. That's the big excitement there. Wowzers, Jay.
Yeah, some great new baits already.
Anyway. Are you a family sucker, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm having one of those days, Jay. It's cold, tired, Pepsi.
Not too bad up here,
not
really.
Not too bad, really.
No.
Have you been on that Musky Thunder, Jay?
The Musky Thunder.
Do you drink that Musky Thunder?
Yeah, that was a good song. I don't care what you say. I love that one. When the chorus kicks in, it's just a feel-good song. You know what I mean? It lifts you up.
Fishing that brand new Bondi. God, sorry.
That was a great one last week.
We spent way too much time on that last week. Rambling.
We need to do one of, you know, Musky Fishing's greatest country hits.
We've already did that.
It's been so long, though.
We're out of genres. 2000s country, maybe? Who knows?
Yeah.
She thinks my top raider's sexy. I don't know. What are you, Jason Aldean? I mean, come on. Anyway,
I don't know.
If you're not planning it, the other housekeeping, July 15th, the Muskie Shop Bash. The night of the 15th is the Livingston Lures after party. So we're going to get all over that. We'll talk about that more coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be epic. It really will be.
But what's going to be epic is this. I told everyone, I told you guys, you're going, they're rambling. They're talking. They said they're going to do some kind of master class last week at the end. I was going to, right? However, I've got a set up next week.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to Joey B.
Yep, the king.
The king, Joe Booker. Dear friend, he's down there tearing up the Reds. And we were talking the last couple of days, and I said, Joe, let's do something different. And he said, I'm in. I didn't even have to tell him what, but he's in. So here's the deal. This week, it is Sunday night. You have until Friday, right? I want you to send me your questions for Joe Booker. So let's say you live in the North Woods. And you want to know something about some lake or how to do this or how to do that. Or you want to know something about this or Canada or wherever, right? Or anywhere you're in the habitat range and you are a Joe Booker fan and you love what Joey B's been doing for, you know, 87 years or whatever it is. Send your questions to the app. I'm going to do a straight up me and Jay, Joe Booker answers your Q&A. So I want questions for Joe. This is not general questions. This is not, Jay, what rod should I buy? No. Unless it's directed at Joe. So send us your Joe Booker specific questions. You know, this guy knows how to catch a muskie anywhere they swim. I don't care if you're in New York. I don't care if you're in Tennessee. I don't care if you're in Washington. Joe is the dude. So this is your opportunity to directly ask Joe a question. He'll answer it in podcast form. Put all your info there. We'll probably do a special Joe Booker signed bait giveaway, Jay.
That's a great idea.
Right. So next week's episode will be the Joe Booker Q&A. If I could even talk, I'm tired. I haven't even had that many Pepsis, Jay. I'm just tired. But so that will be the signed bait Joe Booker Q&A giveaway. Send in your Booker questions now. The second you hear this, you go, I fish so-and-so lake. You know, I fish, you know, whatever. Joe knows all the best resource. When your old pal, your old buddy, Steve Paul doesn't know something, guess who I call, Jay?
I have no idea.
I call Joe. I know. I call him all the time. Joe, what would you do? Mm-hmm. So if I don't know it, Joe knows it. And if Joe doesn't know it, you don't need to do it.
That is going to be a really fun podcast. So I'm looking forward to it already. Hey, I hope we get a lot of great questions.
Cool thing I was telling, I even told you this week, this, we're talking about Muskie Shop TV for the summer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
We were talking today, me and the Book Daddy, about a big filming collab, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you more later, but there could be some awesome stuff going on there.
Okay.
You know, Rockin' Titans, Rockin' Chalet Raiders, just letting them rip in Canada.
Cool.
So we'll talk about that here shortly. But if you have a question for Joe Booker, this is your opportunity. He will answer your questions directly on the next podcast. You know, say, hey, Joe, whatever you got to put there, I'll be watching the questions for this week. Anyway, so if we're not doing a master class, let's just call Josh Krieger and bother him. Hold on. Jay, did you get him? Josh, are you there?
I got him, Joshy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Josh Krieger. Josh, are you excited about the Joe Booker Q&A?
Can't wait, Steve. Can't wait.
I mean, that's about as good as it gets, really, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do past that? If I don't know and Jay doesn't know, you don't know. If Joe doesn't know, don't do it. Anyway,
was the question even about muskie fishing at that point?
Yeah, it's not. So if he hasn't seen it, but anyway, we wanted to give you a shout. Obviously, Josh, you just left here. Josh was just at the house at La Hacienda Paul, if you will, and we were hanging out in the bait cave. And had a tremendous thought, Jay. Right? Both of our musky senses were tingling. So I am very excited to announce 2 weeks before season opener, right? So what is it? What comes first? Is it Labor Day or Memorial Day that's first, Jay?
Memorial.
Right? So 2 weeks before until Labor Day, Josh is going to do Muskie 360 Northwoods podcast. What?
Awesome.
So, Josh is an absolute, he's one of the few people in the business. You guys heard me just gush over him on the podcast. He's my dude. Josh is going to do, we talked about it, Josh, you're going to do like a short 15 to 20 minutes. Like, this is what's going on in the Northwoods. You know, this is what's happening. What do you think is going to happen on that podcast? What are some of your ideas, Josh?
It's just going to, you know, we're going to kind of inform people what's going on. Obviously, you know, I understand that area is a lot of tourism. So, you know, we get a lot of people coming up from the Chicagoland area, the Milwaukee area. So just, you know, kind of shorten to the point, a little report of what's going on, you know, at that time, what people can kind of expect, just to kind of try to help them be successful on their trip up.
Yeah. Weather, you know, it's just like me and you were talking about, let's say Josh is going to do that every Wednesday, right? So let's say that on Wednesday, he's looking at the forecast and you're going, this is when everybody's coming up. People are getting here Friday. You're looking at a cold front hitting on Saturday. It might be get on that stain water, do this, do that, do this. And Josh is on the water every freaking day, right?
Literally every day.
You're just like I am. You live it, you breathe it, you eat it, you sleep it. Much less, you know, me and Jay and me and Josh and the three of us are all really good friends. So we're all in communication all the time. You're going to know the up and up on what's going on with the Northwoods.
Absolutely.
So
that's kind of the whole point of this, you know, the podcast. Keep everyone in the loop. What's going on? What's working? What's not working? You know, what's going on at the Muskie Shop? All that good stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing, guys. I can tell you, you know, for me and Jay, we love doing the show, but we're talking from tiger muskies in Nevada, you know, or excuse me, New Mexico to Maine to Washington to New York, you know, trying to help with those basics, but dialing in on that specified area, really. And I would say, you know, I don't know what the definition of Northwoods is, but you pretty much run from what Josh Stevens point to the UP, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean,
you know, all points in between, chasing that hot bite. So that's going to be a really cool thing. You know, so a couple weeks before season opens, I know you do a little bit of walleye there, right? So
yeah, a little bit.
He's out on the water scoping things because we're always talking about get that reed every year, Jay. We're talking about what's the reed? What's the reed before season opens? So Josh
walleye's being kind of a warm up to, you know, tune in for the real season.
You know, a couple weeks ahead of time, you're going to get that. I know we talked about two, you know, it's not fair. We got a lot of guys over in Minnesota. So Josh Krieger, we're going to have Josh that makes the planer board, right?
Yep.
So he's going to chime in on some what he's seeing in Minnesota too with Josh Krieger a little bit. So, you know, you're going to get a little bit of info there. So trying to be a little bit more timely for you guys when you're hit up on your trip. Right. So
well, my plan is also to have a couple of guests here and there, you know, from different areas as well. You know, they can kind of touch base. You know, if I'm not over in the Hayward area, you know, for a week, but I have buddies over there, we could, you know, have one on the podcast. Hey, what's going on in the Hayward area?
Right.
That kind of stuff, too. So
little more timely information for you. Right. So, you know, and then when we get up there, obviously, we're going to do Muskie Shop TV. We'll be up there. We'll be filming with Josh. We'll be doing all that fun stuff. So we'll be all over like fur on a weasel to help you guys catch more muskies. And the thing is this, what I'll tell you, over the years with the podcast, you've heard me and Jay, we will tell you what color, what depth, how to work it, what we're doing. Josh is going to tell you the same thing.
Absolutely.
There's no secrets.
No secrets.
And that's probably the biggest thing you guys that have caught a lot of fish from listening to us. Me and Josh sat down, we were having a cup of coffee the other day, and I said, listen, dude, I need you to do a square for me. I need you to do this podcast. And he said, well, I've never done a podcast. I said, if you can run an 8-hour guide trip, you can do a 30-minute podcast. You know? Which is like, you know, he's going to pass on that minute by minute, second by second. Here's what's going on Monday through, you know, the podcast that Northwoods Muskie 360, Northwoods going to run Wednesday. You know, he's going to run it on Wednesdays. You're going to get us on Sundays. And so when it hits on Wednesday, whatever happened over the weekend and whatever is going to happen this coming weekend, you're going to know it.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be hugely important as well. Another neat thing we're looking at, you know, Herbie's going to be all year long. He's doing his thing. He's a Canada guy. Me and Krieger got some Canada plans, but Herbie's going to be chiming in for that Canada bite too. Right. So you're going to get Wednesdays with Josh. You're going to get an update on what's going on at Andy Myers, what's going on with Herbeck. And you're going to get an update from both of us to try to give you everybody, because a lot of people are heading north this year, try to give you the update before you get there. You know, so here's what's hot. Here's what's not. Here's what was working. Here's what's working. Here's what I think is about to work. You know,
it's a great idea, guys.
And
it really is.
And for me, it's one of those things of like, you know, I need say more, but, you know, Krieger's the one of the few guys I'm talking about, you know, the blessing of the Book Daddy, the blessing of here it is. Here's the Muskie 360 blessing. Welcome to the family. This is, if Josh Krieger says it, you better believe it. You better do it. You're going to put muskies in the net. It doesn't get much.
I'm definitely excited to be, you know, more full time on board. Obviously, I know I've
absolutely
been around here
well,
and there, but.
Well, it's hard. Listen, basically, the conversation here, if you guys want to hear what the facts of the matter is, I go, Josh, this is going to suck, and you have to do this every Wednesday. Jay, that last Sunday, Josh, you're at the house, right?
Yep.
So Josh was just down. We were fishing. We had a great time. We put a bunch of muskies in the net, and we're down here, and Josh and me get off the boat, and we are ragged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Josh, Jay, and I go, here we go. I start pounding Pepsis, and I get into my best podcast shape. So Josh Krieger will be pounding them on Wednesdays going, all right, guys, it's 11 o'clock at night. I just got home. And Josh, I mean, it's so funny. We're just rambling this week, but talk about, and I love this because me and you talked about this all week. Guys go, I want to be a muskie guide, right?
Do you?
Do you? Do you want to be a muskie guide? So, Josh, just give us the highlights of Josh Krieger's week.
Oh yeah. It was a lovely trip down to Tennessee. Nothing new, you know, the first trip down there every year, it always seems like we got some kind of
something
to work out. This one, yeah, this year was it was really exciting. Wow. So we launched the boat. And I got two people out with me and
hold on. No. Back it up.
Yeah.
You didn't launch already. You looked at me and went, "Oh crap."
Well, yeah. So I definitely noticed that the rear axle on my trailer was not looking good. You know, I was like, "Speed, something don't look right." We kind of looked at it and diagnosed it. Yeah, the back axle on the tandem axle trailer was cracked in half.
Right. You look at me. To be honest with you, he's being quaint. He goes, "Steve, does that look right?" And I went, "No." The two rear tires are setting in an acute angle. They're 30 degrees each, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "What do we do?" And I went, "I don't know. Fish."
You know, the plan was, you know, what do all muskie fishermen do? Okay, well, we'll get out on the water and we'll deal with it, you know, right, at the end later. Of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm like, so I already know, you know, by the time I get off the water, I have a trailer that definitely needs to be dealt with. There's an axle problem. So I'm like, well, you know, we'll
and put just that to on interject, the back burner. Just to interject again, right? Yep. It's my show on Sundays, baby.
No.
I'm messing with you.
No.
His two back trailers look like he's about to do a drag race.
They were
slicker than snot. Like, Josh, I would say honestly, the trailer, like the rear axle, because he's got four tires. For those that don't know, the two back tires are bald on the inside from the time we leave my house to the time we get to the ramp.
It was
unbelievable. Anyway, Josh, anyway, he launches the boat, folks. He limps it down the ramp.
Yep. We're like, we'll worry about this later. Get the boat in the water, pull up to the first spot to start fishing. And, you know, everything's kind of quiet. And I'm like, I swear I hear water, you know, I'm like, that's never a good sign out on the boat.
No,
not a great sign. And I'm like, well, you know, hold on. We're going to see what's going on back here. And sure enough, oh yeah, there was water coming in the boat very quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's filling up and I'm like, all right, I gotta go back to the landing. So I, you know, pulled the boat out on the trailer that I already know is broken. And water just starts pouring out of my live well intake. And what had happened was the housing around one of my live well pumps had cracked, and the pump had actually completely come out of the housing. So, you know, that like two and a half inch hole, yeah, just pouring water in the boat. So then, you know, at that point it was like, all right, we're done on the water for the day. So, we're gonna go ahead and just deal with this trailer issue now.
What was exciting though, I'd throw this out there, that now I have, right, and I love you, Josh, like a brother, but my God, Josh can't take them, so now I have two different groups on my boat at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're going, everybody get to know one another.
Yeah, I felt awful. I mean, obviously, but you know, when the boat's taken in that kind of water, you gotta get that taken care of.
So,
at that point, it was like, well, let's get the trailer taken care of. I'm so thankful. Everything. I mean, as crazy and chaotic as it was, and stressful, everything did work out fairly well. I was able to get it into a metal shop that got me taken care of, you know, the next day. And then, you know, we kind of addressed that live well issue and just said, forget it, and plugged the whole thing. So all the issues were resolved, but crazy chaos to start. And
it's always
typical being a guide.
Me and you were talking about that. And you know, we're going to talk some tactics here in a minute, but I just thought that was had so much merit, but where for years, me and you have known each other for a lot of years, Josh.
Yeah.
And, you know, before you're a full-time guide, and I'm an old man at this point, Josh is, you know, young and spry. And I would always tell you, but dude, it's always a mess. Well, what do you mean? The boat is always the issue. Like,
or
I don't care.
Trailer,
trailer, something. And it's just like, you know, on the same turn here, like I've got a freaking brand new boat. And we fixed Josh's issues together, and a seat snaps off.
Oh, yeah. It was the same night.
And I'm standing there like, all right, Josh, we got everything taken care of, boys. It's done. And I go to flip a seat, and just the bolts break. And you go, oh, okay. Welcome to it. Yeah. So if you're out there going, man, every time I launch my boat, it's something, and it ruins my day. I mean, you got to realize, like, you know, is some, you know, it's just part of the game. I don't know anybody in the game. I mean, I've been out with Booker, and he's got the self-deploy trolling motor, and it breaks in the middle of the thing. You just have to like deal with it. So if you're sitting out there going, oh man, it's always raining on me. No, it is always raining on everybody. You know, you just have to sort of persevere past it and deal with it. But that was just a crazy week. You know, you just look at it and you go, man, just headache after headache after headache. And you know that old adage, you always heard the pathetic dad joke of break out another thousand, but it was just that kind of week. It was just everything's breaking, everything's messed up. But that's just something to talk about, something that we sort of worked on this week. Josh is 100% a shield rod guy now, which is cool. Yep. And we were working on that. And it's like
the shield rods this year,
you know, so all shield rods. We were fishing some sub freezing stuff, Josh, which with me and you had talked about for years. Like, and I've had a bunch of people ask this week because I've been dealing with some sub freezing stuff. Something that I'll point out with shield rods, if you're fishing sub-freezing, have them extended before you leave the house. They will, you know, don't let them freeze down there. But I think what me and you were discussing the most on this boat, on the boat this week, was how the durability. Like, we're talking a lot of other rods, like, they've got ice in the guides and you're scared. We were banging them off of docks, we're banging them off of rocks and no issues there. So, pretty exciting there. Other than that,
I'm excited to run those exclusively this year for sure.
You know, it's going to be good stuff. But anyway, so enough about that. Watch out. Josh is going to do that. Muskie 360 Northwoods. Little short form, like we said, a little report every week that's going to guys keep you up to the minute. You know, Booker's going to be on there. Everybody you guys have come to enjoy on 360, Jay will pop in. Everybody will pop in to sort of give you the up and up. And when I'm up there, it's just going to be an extra thing to sort of help you guys dial in that region. The other thing I'd say is this before we it's just sort of a fluff week. Again, if you want a question for Joe Booker, write it in this week, get it in. This is the week to do it.
Yep.
Me and you talked about a bunch. Jay and I have been talking about, you know, we're coming into that time of year where a lot of guys, it's not only is it show season, it is adding electronics to the boat. And we had that last podcast. We talked about a lot about electronics, right?
Yep.
I would say the most asked question we've got at the podcast this week, just in general, is that I need a single unit, right? Yep. What sort of Josh Krieger's take on a catch-all? What is, like, you can afford one unit, what is the go-to, this is the whole shoot and match thing you're gonna put on your boat, Josh?
I mean, if you're going kind of as cheap of an option as you can, but you still want kind of the important features, in my opinion, and I know we've talked about this, the Lowrance versus Humminbird thing, whatever. I grew up on Humminbird. I think it's more user friendly. We both can kind of agree on that. Well, I mean, easier to get into. So if it's your very first locator, I'm going to recommend the Helix 5, something with GPS so that you can still have your mapping and all that good stuff. And I mean, realistically, the mapping is super important in the sonar. I mean, obviously, if you can afford the down imaging and side imaging, go ahead and spend the extra on that. But if you're really, truly on a budget, I mean, mapping and sonar is really the most important thing, really all you truly need to be successful. So I recommend, you know, the cheap version of the Helix 5 for that.
So when it comes to Humminbird, let's say you got a grand, right?
Yep.
Which is what, 4 cartons of eggs right now?
Yeah, something like that.
But let's say you got a $1,000 budget,
Yep.
You know, and I'm playing devil's advocate. I have, if you guys have not heard it before, I have all three on my, I have Garmin, Hummingbird, and Lowrance, and I just rag Josh because, you know, Josh runs Garmin Panoptix, but you run Hummingbird and all that stuff.
Correct.
Which me and you have always said, and Jay, we've always, it's a north and south kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
What is, you got $1,000, right? Max. Yep. That, yeah. That is tax, title, whatever. We're out the door.
Yep.
What's the Hummingbird, you know? What's the bang for the buck? Like, can you get side scans? Can you get this whole shooting match going on?
So I found this out the hard way, and I know that you're talking over $1,000 at this point, but if you are
thank God I set that all up and said max $1,000, folks. You can't go over $1,000. Josh's first thing, well, it's over $1,000.
Well, no. My biggest piece of advice is, because I found this out after the fact, if you are looking at like a Helix 7 versus a Helix 8.
Yeah.
And I know the 8 costs, you know, a little bit more. The 8 is 100% worth it because the Hummingbird Helix 8 and up actually comes with a better transducer than the 7 mm-hmm. and below.
Right,
so
yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking at that price jump from a 7, you know, to an 8 and an 8 to a 9, the 8 to the 9 isn't necessarily as big of a deal as
from
the 7
to
8,
yeah.
Because you're getting a different transducer.
I think that's universal, though. Where, like, yeah. You go... Fives and sevens are John Bodie, absolute budget. Yep. 8, 9, 10, 12 are. Right. I don't think really there's a big jump in technology from 8 to 12.
No, there's really not.
No.
It's just the size of the screen and how easy it is to read stuff and interpret stuff realistically.
Right. The older I get, the bigger screen I need.
The easier it is to see stuff, yeah.
Right. You go, I can't see that anymore, but... I mean, yeah, realistically, and, you know, we talked about it. I mean, that Hummingbird A, I think with the side scan, can you get it for $1,000, you think?
I don't know. I'd have to look at that, to be honest. I haven't bought a new Hummingbird in a little while because I've been getting, you know, the new stuff's been Garmin.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think so. Side, I think that's a little high.
Side imaging, you know, it's the... time, everybody's buying baits, they're buying this, that. Okay, yeah, you could get in the game.
Okay,
you know, you'd be close. It depends, you could find a deal. I mean, there's some that are right. Like $1,149
used, yeah, yeah. Just over and just under, depending on what
to be
you
honest
get
with
that,
you
yeah.
too. I mean, you don't need the newest generation, you know.
True.
If Cabela's has a G3N and they're on G4, the difference between the 3 and the 4 as far as technology goes really ain't that much.
No, it's not like rocking your socks.
Right. I mean, if you're talking $500 difference for the G3N versus the G4 or whatever, I would get the G3. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good technology.
And I mean, from the counterpoint, you know, Lowrance, where it might be, what is it, the hook?
Right, yeah. Real,
mm-hmm. I think we talked about mm-hmm. this before. Like
hook
the
versus
hook.
HDS, right?
Or right, like you that. Know, well, there's Elite, but like you could do, right. Oh, what is it, hook 12, which is a 12-inch screen for $1,200, hook reveal. And some of those have triple shot transducers where you're getting mapping, down scan, and side scan, right? So I that would be it. I mean, really, you know, and the reason I had you on, A, to plug the other stuff we're going to do, but to sort of alleviate this conversation where people have it. I don't think right. one's better than the other. And really, you know, we've sort of gotten catty about it before and all right. fun and games. I don't think right, really no. there's, like, when it comes to down scan mapping and side scan, I don't see one that excels, right? I don't see one where you go, this is, like, the game changer.
Yeah, they're pretty comparable. I mean, especially yeah. at this point, you know, that technology's been out long enough.
Forever,
that they've
been
able to
yeah.
replicate each other close right. enough.
They're staying, yeah. on, right, yeah, they're staying on par with one another.
Right.
I think the Lowrance plugs are a little bit hardier, right? You don't need the cable lock thing, and the cabling's yep. a little thicker and all this stuff, but you know, it's just going to be an animal of, and it, what you prefer, you know, go to a store that has these things. Jay, who's the guy that Jim uses all the time? The tube
Sportsman's
screen.
Repair.
That guy is fantastic.
Yeah.
Great guy to Most call. Sportsman Repair. You can call the Muskie Shop if you need to, or email. They can give you his info. Great guy to sort of run things by. I think really, though, and the conversation could be had, when it comes to mapping, I think, and that's the other thing we've gotten so many calls this week about SD cards for mapping, right? What's better, Navionics, Lake Master, C-Map? I think the answer to that, Josh, is the same answer, which is like, pick your poison.
Yeah, personally, I think, yeah. I mean, if you got the time to do it, any kind of auto charting is the way to go, because then obviously you're getting exact contours of the lake that you're continually on while you're driving around.
Right.
You know, all these mapping companies pay someone to drive around the lake at, you know, 12 miles an hour and map out the contours. You know, it's going to be much more reliable and effective if you have the time to drive around your lake at 3 miles an hour and get a dead, you know, accurate map of what's going on out there.
I told the story. I think, you know, guys have been listening to the podcast for all the years. Forever ago, I won't name the name, but I watched a guy out there with the mapping software on my lake that I'm on all the time. He was out there doing donuts, drunker than a skunk. Right? And I talked to him at the dock. He's like, yeah, man, this is the greatest job ever. And he was just haphazardly driving around, where I think the self maps of mapping, like having a general base map for an area, is great. But then doing the self-scan, so Laurent says Genesis, you have the structure scan and all that fun stuff of the zero line with Hummingbird. Mm-hmm. Doing that on your own of the areas, again, something we talk about all the time, putting that time in where you go, I'm not focused on catching a muskie today.
That's okay. You know, at the end of the day, it's okay to focus on other things that are going to help you be successful
in the future,
down the road.
Yeah. I mean, you could do, let's say it's like a nasty cold front day, Josh. It's a Saturday. You're in the North Woods. You're fishing Lake X, Y, and Z, right? Yep. And you fish this lake all the time and you go, things are not clicking. Sometimes that's the day to go, let's do something that's going to benefit me in the long run.
Right.
Which is, put that thing, like you said, 2.5, 3, 3.5 miles an hour, you get a heck of a good layout. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and that is, I think, the absolute end-all be-all on mapping of self-scanning out of your boat. That's the other thing of, like, where your transducer is placed, you know, where you're drafting in the water, yada, 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 yada. You can get a really good look on that lake. And some of these mid-sized lakes, you could do the majority of the lake in half a day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you could do some serious damage. Where what I will do when I'm up north or on these lakes that are not monstrosities, do a trolling pass. So you've got a bait in the water. You feel good. You're like, I might catch a fish, but my main focus is on just holding these brake lines and really getting a good scan on it too. Which can be really cool. So that's an interesting concept. Anyway, just a goofy week. We've just been rambling here, folks. Sorry for the rambling podcast. If you've got questions lined up, you got something you wanted to ask Joe Bucher for all eternity, send it to the app. We're going to do the big Ask Joe episode next week. The week after that, we're going to get back to that secondary structure podcast we sort of teased last week. You know, coming out there a couple weeks before opener, Josh Krieger's going to do that Northwoods Fishing Report to give you guys even more information. Josh, you will be at the Bash with us on the 15th.
Correct.
That's going to be cool. So big stuff there. Herbie,
and
Randy
the Livingston party after?
Yes. It's going
to be at that too.
We're going to be dancing. What's your best dance move, Josh?
Can you gritty? Q-tip. No. If you've ever seen the movie Hitch, picture Kevin James in that movie.
Nice.
His dance move, that's about what I got.
Have you ever seen Jay do the worm?
Oh, I would pay good money to see that, though.
Folks.
Popping and breaking, baby.
Get your
All right.
Folks, the opening act for the show is the JSE dance troupe. So,
the opening act is DJ Tommy Fresh.
DJ Tommy Fresh. Launching
straight into the power trio.
Right. And doing, Jay's going to break out his Adidas sweatsuit and worm for tips. Anyway, folks, what a useless week it is. Sorry. Get your questions ready. Big Joe Booker Q&A next week. Send them in. Josh, thanks for hopping on. Guys, we're geared up. We're getting everything lined up for this summer. We got some other big announcements coming up. Say goodnight.
Night, guys. Thanks.
Later.
Yeah, appreciate it for, we'll see you guys around here.
Later.
Who can forget the greatest Latino muskie fishing songs of all times? In a pathetic cash grab, Muskie 360 Records is proud to present JSE's greatest Latino muskie fishing songs ever!
Ay, 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 ay! El Muskie!
Arriba!
Titan!
Bad teeth? No teeth? Crooked teeth? Meth mouth? Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium.
Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium. No one beats Elmer Jensen's price on used teeth.
Elmer's prices are so good, don't you dare ask where Elmer got these choppers.
We don't just sell used teeth, we buy them.
Corn on the cob, well-done steaks, jerky. You better get yourself a set of Elmer's Used Teeth.
Come on down to Elmer Jensen's Used Teeth Emporium.
And that's how local hero Fred Palermo learned the true meaning of love while trapped in a beaver hut.
In other news, Todd Kukalinski, a.k.a. The Rodfather, was indicted today on 14 counts of what has been described as pike whacking, as well as one count of trolling under the influence of Dr. Juice.
Family Suckers, the only family-owned and operated sucker farm in the North.
Family Suckers.
Big suckers, wild suckers, how about the new midsize model?
Family Suckers.
They're all available here in our luxurious new showroom.
Family Suckers.
2288 South County Road 42 Northwest 552122 Kukalinski Road. Out here past the Quick Trip. Then a right out by the Mason Lodge, go under the sign that says Life's Worth Living, then head straight down that road for about a mile. You'll get there.
It's even sucker fishing if it's not a